Can I be honest for a second? A lot of people who listen to this podcast already know they want to quit porn. That's not the problem. The problem is doing it consistently, when no one's watching, when it's difficult, when it's late, when you're stressed. Instead of just relying on willpower, rely on our friends at Relay. Relay gives you structure, tools, support, connection. So you're not fighting alone and starting over every week. If that sounds like what you've been missing, check it out at ftnd.org/joinrelay. Here at Fight the New Drug, we talk a lot about the impact pornography can have on mental health, relationships, sexual health, and the world around us. And if you've felt that impact personally, it's important to know this. You're not alone. That's why Relay exists. Relay is an app designed to give you real support as you work toward lasting change. It connects you with a small, private group of people who understand what you're going through, people who show up when it matters. Relay isn't about shame or judgment. It's about accountability, encouragement, and learning how to move forward together. And if anonymity matters to you, Relay has you covered. No names, just support. If you're ready to stop doing this alone, try Relay for free today at ftnd.org/joinrelay.
We're a global movement of over 6 million fighters worldwide. We're continually growing, and it is because of our fighters that our resources have been able to educate and raise awareness on this issue across the globe. Included in our globalization efforts are our ongoing translation projects, which involve professionally translating select materials and resources into other languages. See what translated resources we have, including our documentary, Brain Heart World, in Spanish, our conversation guide, Let's Talk About Porn, and more. Visit ftnd.org/translations. That's ftnd.org/translations.
My name is Garrett Johnson, and you're listening to Consider Before Consuming, a podcast by Fight the New Drug. And in case you're new here, Fight the New Drug is a non-religious and non-legislative organization that exists to provide individuals the opportunity to make an informed decision regarding pornography by raising awareness on its harmful effects using only science, facts, and personal accounts. During these episodes, we cover a wide variety of topics that may be triggering to some. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to part 9 of our Get the Facts series, where we explore the research on a specific topic surrounding porn's harms on individuals, relationships, and society to help you be more informed and empowered with the facts. Today's episode is How Porn Can Change the Brain. You can find the sources to the claims made in this episode or read along at ftnd.org/get the facts. Now let's get to the episode. We've all heard the phrase, it's just like riding a bike. That phrase is supposed to remind us that our old skills are never more than a few minutes of practice away. And indeed, if you've ever geared up for a ride after many bikeless years, or picked up an old musical instrument, you know that beneath all of the awkwardness and rust, your old skills are waiting there, locked in your so-called muscle memory, waiting to be dusted off and taken for a spin. But how does this actually work? Why can we pick up old skills after such relatively small amounts of practice? It all stems from the brain's remarkable ability to change itself, also known as neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity, at its most basic level, refers to the brain's ability to change. When you learned to ride a bike, your brain didn't just logically process the steps involved in riding a bike, your brain literally, physically changed itself into a brain built for bike riding. It can mold and shape itself like Play-Doh, as it responds to outside forces and experiences. When we engage in an activity, particularly a pleasurable activity, and particularly if it involves repetition and intense focus, our brains alter themselves so that they're better and more efficient at doing that activity the next time. Our brains create what are known as neural pathways. The more we engage in an activity, the stronger the pathways associated with that activity become. Once formed, those pathways can become remarkably long-lasting and resilient. Pathways neglected or ignored, even for years, are still there, ready to be revitalized. Hence the saying, it's like riding a bike. But what is a brain pathway, really? Is some little road crew clearing brush and blazing trails in your brain? Yes, kind of. What's actually doing the trailblazing work in your brain is a little crew of brain chemicals, one of which is delta-fos-B. Your brain is made up of neurons that communicate with each other through synapses. Delta-fos-B is one of the chemicals that creates neural circuits, i.e. pathways, to help those neurons communicate more quickly and efficiently. Basically, what you experience as getting better and better at something is actually your brain rewiring itself to become faster and more efficient at sending the same messages between the same neurons. As we said, this process is greatly accelerated when you're engaging in something pleasurable that entails a lot of repetition and a high degree of focus, a state sometimes referred to as being in flow, which is just a way of indicating that you're not just learning something, you're highly focused on something, and you're enjoying the experience of being highly focused. Whether you're learning to play your favorite song on the guitar, practicing your jump shot, or perfecting that TikTok dance, those chemicals in your brain are hard at work, reinforcing those pathways. But unfortunately, the same process of neuroplasticity happens when you practice unhealthy behaviors too. Throughout our Get the Facts articles, we discuss the ways pornography can be considered addictive, how consuming porn can lead to compulsive cravings and behavior, in some cases similar to those associated with substance abuse. We've also discussed how the brain changes, about the role of dopamine, and how the reward center can be hijacked. In this episode, we're taking a closer look at another aspect of the rewiring that occurs when we look at porn, and that's going to require us to learn another term from brain science. Supernormal stimulus. On its surface, supernormal is at the very least an oxymoron, and perhaps also the name of some very vanilla superhero who wears a lot of beige. Supernormal stimulus sounds like a good phrase to describe your parents' favorite radio station or a bran muffin, but the meaning is exactly opposite, and the name actually makes perfect sense. Supernormal refers to an exaggerated, i.e., super, version or amount of a normal thing, and was coined by a researcher named Nicholas Tinbergen. In his most famous experiment, Tinbergen tested whether overwhelming a certain stimulus could change behavior. He created cardboard constructions of butterflies that were attracted to their mates by color and movement. He then painted these cardboard butterflies with more intense colorings and designed the cutouts to move at a more regular pace. When male butterflies were introduced to the cardboard, they did indeed try to mate with the fakes, even when actual female butterflies were introduced to the same area. The male butterflies ignored them, continuing to prefer the intensely colored, regular-moving cardboard butterflies. Tinbergen was able to show that when there is a pre-programmed biological reaction to a certain stimulus, that stimulus can be overwhelmed and warped by artificial means. And just like butterflies, human brains have built-in physiological responses to certain stimuli. We feel hunger when we see food. We feel sympathetic and protective of things that appear helpless and small. We are drawn to certain physical traits we consider attractive. None of this is new information. Advertisers and filmmakers have understood it for years. It's the science behind some of your favorite photographs, illustrations, and movies, and the reason they appeal to you with such power. But remember, the fact that the butterflies were drawn to the fakes is only half of Tinbergen's experiment. The second half is the scary part. Even when real female butterflies were introduced into the environment, the males continued attempting to mate with the cardboard decoys. Just like the butterflies, if something artificially overwhelms one of these stimuli on a consistent basis, our expectations will change. It isn't just that our brains prefer the supernormal stimulus. It's that they can change themselves to expect it. And the old stimulus, also known as real life, suddenly seems less interesting by comparison. Have you ever been bored by an action movie from 50 years ago? Or been surprised that something was considered beautiful in another time? If you've ever been involved in a classroom discussion about how media can negatively affect our expectations around body image, you were likely discussing supernormal stimulus without even realizing it. Our brains change themselves. Our expectations, responses, and preferences can adapt to exaggerated stimuli, and we find ourselves less interested, even bored, by things that may have seemed more exciting in the past. Similarly, pornography can shape how we view sexual situations by overwhelming our brain's natural processes, It can take our brain's natural stimuli, our desire for intimacy and connection, our longing to feel strong or desirable in our relationships, our interest in a particular feature or activity, and give us more quantity, more exaggerated, and more supernormal versions of that thing, until it can override what we think is normal, warp what we perceive as exciting, and make real intimacy seem less interesting by comparison. This is why Dr. Simone Kuhn and Jürgen Gallinat said that pornography affects the brain through an intense stimulation of our reward system, ultimately making pornography consumption more rewarding. Like it or not, pornography consumption entails pleasure, focus, and repetition, the perfect recipe for a buildup of delta-fos-B and the creation of long-lasting pathways in the brain. It can also provide an overabundance of supernormal stimulus that can completely rewire what we find arousing and what we desire and expect from sexual intimacy. These changes in our expectations can have tremendous implications for how we view others and how we view relationships. As with riding a bike, these pathways, once formed, can prove resilient and difficult to rewire. But there is always hope. Research and the experiences of thousands of people have demonstrated that the negative effects of pornography can be managed and largely reversed. In fact, even in cases of serious drug and other addictions, research shows that the brain can heal over time with sustained effort. Research also indicates that while guilt can motivate healthy change, shame actually fuels problematic porn habits. So if you're trying to give up porn, be kind to yourself and be patient with your progress. Like anything, it takes time for the brain to recover, but daily efforts make a big difference in the long run. Think of it like a muscle that gets stronger the more you use it. The longer you stay away from porn, the easier it is to do so. All it takes is practice. For those listening who feel they are struggling with pornography, you're not alone. Check out Fortify, a science-based recovery platform dedicated to helping you find lasting freedom from pornography. Fortify now offers a free experience for both teens and adults. Connect with others, learn about your unwanted porn habits, and track your recovery journey. There is hope.
This podcast is made possible by Fighter Club. If you're looking for a way to become a more active part of this movement, consider joining Fighter Club today. For as little as $10 a month, you can create a real impact by supporting our efforts to educate and raise awareness on the harms of porn. Plus, by joining, you can get insider info, 30% off all Fight the New Drugs conversation starting gear, access to our secret store, and an exclusive Fighter Club kit sent to you when you sign up. For a limited time, when you join Fighter Club, you'll get a free Fight the New Drug hat as a thank you. Join Fighter Club today at FTND.org/joinFC. That's FTND.org/joinFC. See you in the club.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Consider Before Consuming. Consider Before Consuming is brought to you by Fight the New Drug. Fight the New Drug is a non-religious and non-legislative organization that exists to provide individuals the opportunity to make an informed decision regarding pornography by raising awareness on its harmful effects using only science, facts, and personal accounts. If you've enjoyed listening to Consider Before Consuming, consider subscribing and leaving a review. Again, big thanks to you for listening to this episode. As you go about your day, we invite you to increase your self-awareness, look both ways, check your blind spots, and consider before consuming.
Can I be honest for a second? A lot of people who listen to this podcast already know they want to quit porn. That's not the problem. The problem is doing it consistently, when no one's watching, when it's difficult, when it's late, when you're stressed. Instead of just relying on willpower, rely on our friends at Relay. Relay gives you structure, tools, support, connection, so you're not fighting alone and starting over every week. If that sounds like what you've been missing, check it out at ftnd.org/joinrelay. Here at Fight the New Drug, we talk a lot about the impact pornography can have on mental health, relationships, sexual health, and the world around us. And if you've felt that impact personally, it's important to know this. You're not alone. That's why Relay exists. Relay is an app designed to give you real support as you work toward lasting change. It connects you with a small, private group of people who understand what you're going through, people who show up when it matters. Relay isn't about shame or judgment. It's about accountability, encouragement, and learning how to move forward together. And if anonymity matters to you, Relay has you covered. No names, just support. If you're ready to stop doing this alone, try Relay for free today at ftnd.org/joinrelay.